Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, here's a question for you. When was the last time you watched a music video from start to finish? Don't worry now if you can't remember, because did you know that big major artists like Beyonce and Drake have just given up making them entirely? So what has happened to music videos and why? Well, I've got entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo here with me now with all of the answers, like the oracle for music videos.
Oh God, okay, the pressure is on. But can I just say,
yes.
I'm the oracle who didn't know or didn't realise that Beyonce and Drake didn't make a video for their last singles, because there's visuals everywhere.
Yeah.
So you think you're seeing the actual music video.
I mean, look, we say Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, I can see the horse, I can
yeah.
see her, I can see the sash, I've got the
mm-hmm.
cowboy hat, and I didn't know that there was no video to coincide with that. That
exactly.
is mad. Like, I mean, look, we grew up in a generation that you used to just watch music videos mm-hmm. on a loop, on repeat. I can tell you so many songs and exactly what the music video entailed and the dances that you would try do
yeah.
and the cars that you wanted because of a certain music video. But how recent is this phenomenon? Phenomenon of just music videos going out of fashion?
So I'd say it's only in the last couple of years that has coincided with the not the invention, but like
the rise.
TikTok. The rise yeah. is the word I'm looking for. The rise of TikTok. You know, only in 2021 there was, remember BTS's Butter?
Yeah.
In the first 24 hours, I think it was 108 million views. Right? And now Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero is sitting on, now these are big numbers, right? But not as big as we're used to seeing. After being out for months and months and months, it's only sitting on 193 million, right?
Okay.
So, and like we used to have videos hitting, you know, when they used to hit a million, we used to go, wow. And then it was like 100 million, wow. And
remember,
then billions.
Remember when Nelly and Kelly went to hit a billion, and it wasn't even, YouTube wasn't even invented when that song came out first. Like that was like a huge stop for me. I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
it was out for years before the invention of YouTube. And then when it got put up there and it hit the billion views, you were like, yes.
Exactly.
But that's all gone now.
It really has. I mean, the one I was wondering, you know, which one is, what music video do you think has the most views on it? Because it's not what I thought.
Well, I think it's Nelly, is it?
No, it's Despacito.
No, it's not.
Yeah, 8.4 billion views.
8.4
billion.
Yeah. I actually, like, show my age maybe, I've never seen that music video.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's fab. I mean, it was a song of the moment. You have to remember, though,
yeah.
that people started also listening to music via YouTube. So, you know, now
yes.
we have Spotify. We have all these other streamers that
yeah.
we can listen to. And as we were saying, there's, like, you were talking about, oh, you know, I used to love the cars and the dance moves and all of that. You're still getting the dance moves with TikTok. Maybe you're not getting like a 3-4 minute routine, but you are getting
no,
dance moves.
They're way harder.
They are,
and they're way hotter. I was like, just watching Bootylicious and could do 30-second like spurts of it, and I was good to go. But look, you said it right there. Like YouTube was such a source for fans and for house parties and
yeah.
all of that.
Yep.
And now TikTok has been able to carve out all of that with the short video form instead.
They have, and I think what started happening as well is our attention spans are
yeah.
no longer what they used
they're
to
in
be.
The bin.
You know, if you're not getting us in 15, 30 seconds, or if we can't watch it on double speed or fast forward through it, you don't have us anymore. And, you know, gone are the days where we would go, oh, I need to get that move back, so I'm going to watch that again.
Yeah.
You're just, the way the algorithm service now is that you just go to the next clip and the next clip and the next clip, which is a little bit sad.
It is
I
a
think.
Little bit sad. I saw a comment on a TikTok the other day, actually, where this girl had said, I watched this entire video on normal speed from start to finish. And the creator commented back being like, that is the greatest compliment I've ever gotten. And I was like, it really is. I had her on 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh God,
it's
supposed to be doing this?
It's really bad, isn't it? Like our attention spans have gotten to that point where, you know, where, and it's good in a way because we're consuming so much, but
no,
it's not either, because I feel like we're losing an art form. Like, do you remember when an artist would say, I'm about to drop a video?
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be appointment viewing, whether it be on MTV. Remember MTV, and I'm now really showing my age. People going, what? There was music videos
TV? That was like, oh my God, it was something that I begged and begged and begged and begged and begged because we only had four channels for so long. And then eventually we were springing for the box and we were going for Sky. And I was like, oh my God, please, please make sure the music videos are included. Please make sure. Because you were the coolest person in the world then, because everybody would come to your house and you would just sit around and you would put them on loop and you would like flip between all the different channels to see if your song was actually playing on it or not.
Exactly.
So essentially, YouTube killed MTV.
Yeah.
And now TikTok has kind of killed like music videos on YouTube. YouTube is still huge in its own right for completely different things.
Yeah.
So the way that we now consume music is short form. You have to kind of get people in snappy 15-second clips.
You really do. And look, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes, you know, you need to move forward and go, okay, well, this is the way society's going. But it's been really interesting listening to people talk within the music industry because they're going, doing this is sort of stifling creativity. Apparently, you know, there's music directors who are saying, you know, we used to be given a £30,000 budget just for the video. Now with that £30,000, they want a video, they want a teaser video, they want a lyric video, they want this, they want that. And so even their creativity is being stifled. It's just, and then other people are also saying that, you know what, we're not finding those new artists. Because we are just, okay, next, 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 nothing's really sticking. So, you know, yes, we've got the Taylors, we've got the Beyoncés. Where's our next massive artist? What happens when they go?
Yeah. And look, I love TikTok. I mean, I think I'm going to have to get like a swear jar on this show for every time I mention it because it comes up so bloody often.
But it can be great, Laura.
This is it. And that's what I was going to say is there's the fantastic part about it and then that I think it gives artists a platform who don't have one and who don't have access to labels and then don't have to wait around for them to help them out a little bit. But it is a lot less polished. And does that make it more disposable almost?
And I think that's the thing. It does make it more disposable. And, you know, while it's... And that doesn't mean that great music's not being produced. There's some great music being produced. But, you know, people, even people who weren't born all that, you know, back in the 80s, which is a long time ago. But, you know, people still know Michael Jackson and that Thriller music video. You know the dance
13
moves.
13 going on 30. Yeah.
and it was before TikTok. So like the dance moves were there. But it's funny, even back then when he did that, I think it was 82, 83, that changed the music video. It was no longer a band gets up there and plays the guitar and does their thing. He turned it into a movie experience. And I think what happened as well is you used to connect with the songs more because you went, okay, well, this is my interpretation of the song. Yeah. But wow, that's what they meant by the song. And I think with not just TikTok, even with socials and stuff, now you connect with artists on a different level, right? Before, that was your way to connect. I was asking my friends back home, I was like, you know what? What did you love about music videos? And one of them was like, I felt like I was seeing my best friend over and over again.
Yeah, and that was it. You mentioned there about like Michael Jackson and Thriller, and that was a movie essentially.
Yeah.
Like we just saw that Taylor Swift had dropped her movie, The Eras Tour, is on Disney Plus. So like we are moving in a different direction. We're not getting a music video as such, but we're getting full format movies.
We are. And like we're getting concert movies as well. And like when you go to concerts as well, like, you know, you used to go and it was the artist and doing the big thing was the dance routine.
Yeah.
But if you actually look when you go see a gig, it's no longer just the artist on stage. I suppose all their music video money is going into
visuals.
In the background.
In the background, which, I mean, we all love. I mean, any gig that you've ever gone to, I remember going to a Sam Fender gig about 3 years ago, and I loved that he had one of his music videos playing in the background, and it was his dad was in it and everything. It was very, like, emotional and stuff. So they do still exist. I suppose it's like everything. It's kind of like get with the times, get with the program. We're complaining about, like, stuff that we deem nostalgic.
Exactly.
At the same time, if we think back to the beginning of when we would have sprung onto TikTok 4 years ago when the pandemic hit and we were all in it. We all still remember those songs of the moment and those dances that happened in that time.
Yeah. Although I have a 13-year-old and I asked her about this and she's not really into music videos, but she says she's not. But then I watch her patterns and they love the lyric videos because that's where you get to learn
the words.
The words, right?
They do that on Spotify as well.
Yeah. So you're watching that. But then I saw her with Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso and she couldn't wait to see that video. So I think it depends. I think we're not going to have as many, But I think hopefully what I'm hoping is that what we have is of quality and we don't lose that art form because it really is an art form and you don't want everything to be so disposable. You want to hold on to something, go, okay, that was real art. And that was the time.
And that with Sabrina, she dropped that at Coachella and the stage was unbelievable and she had it played down to a T and look, it's become the song of the summer. Everybody is. It's an earworm. You're obsessed with it. You're already singing in your head. I can't relate to desperation. Like
I'm working late.
Because I was trying my best not to do it because I've done it so many times in the show.
I can't help it.
Like, shut up. But did she drop it well enough that she went, okay, actually, now this warrants a video because the likes of your daughter are very excited about that coming out.
Yeah.
But then the shorter form of that is that whatever she does in a video will be brought over to the TikToks of the world and brought into dances, which is also fun too.
I think it is as well. So it's not saying one or the other. Yeah. I think that's where, you know, we all get worried and go, oh my gosh, TikTok is bad. It is not bad. There are bad elements to it, right? But I think everything working together is great.
Basically what we're saying here, let's be completely honest, Serena, is that we still want the music videos.
Yeah.
But we're not bashing if you want to translate them over to TikTok. So basically, all of those big labels need to whack those 30, 50 grand just for music videos for our entertainment alone.
Exactly. Do you have a favourite?
Do I have a favourite music video?
Yeah.
If you want to come and take a ride with me, Nelly and Kelly.
Like, oh, that is mentioned. I've mentioned it.
I mean, only six. I think the reason they got a billion views was because of me. Or the Bootylicious. I loved that. Like visually, it just comes into my head so much. I'm like, Kelly, can you handle this? Or if we go right back to the Pussycat Dolls, like
they used to do great clips, didn't they?
Oh my god! Like when I just think of it, at the time I was like, I should never have been watching them when I was 14. Like they were so.
But what about Miley coming in on that wrecking ball?
Oh,
that
sorry.
Will forever be iconic.
And that turned into how many Halloween costumes?
Yeah.
So there's so many like pop culture moments that have happened from music videos that have given us so much joy. So we want them to live cross-platform. Now, no matter what I do is the Nelly and Kelly one that I keep referring back to all the time here. Entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the death of the music video. Will we ever see it again? No, we won't. Like, probably not.
I'm going to go watch one.
Yeah.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.